Deuce thing. The one instrument I can't actually sing and play on.
Thank you. watch TV. Keeping in the theme of the week, when I was at downtime this week, I said, what do you want me to play, happy or sad? Everybody in the audience said sad. Nobody said happy. It was funny. There was like 30 people there. Good for you. Have one. I'll buy you a pack.
Can you read that?
It is good for you. Wine, beer, steak, it's all good for you, man.
Steak?
Yeah. It's all good for you.
And pussy.
Well, pussy's always been good for you. I don't know when it went out of style.
Style.
I thought pussy's always been
out of style.
Always in style.
Always in style.
I think it only went out during the Greek period.
It's only the
short time.
It's only the haircut that changes.
But the Greek period when it went out of style for too tight butt cheeks.
Oh my God.
Yes, well, you know.
That was the height of male arrogance right there, the Greek period.
Doesn't it go to style?
You're right, Aaron. They used women
to
lie.
Thank you.
one, man. That was a good one. It's pretty fun. When I was on the honeymoon, I realized that, like, everything from the ground up that we know and are taught and believe is bullshit.
Honestly, I didn't know what the fuck happened.
All of it. So I ended up writing, like, a song about every aspect of life and why it's full of shit. Ended up with, like, tons of material. Just, like, you know, all of it. It's all a bunch of shit. That was my revelation of my honeymoon. Anything that we've been told is false. Everything that we've been raised to believe is wrong.
When you were on your honeymoon, did you talk to your microphone the entire time?
I tried to. As you know, and you know me well at this point, I'm always looking for a microphone. That's the name of my giant band, the Microphone Whore. Thank you. actually makes it so we have competent musicians on two guitars and a bass at the same time in the room. Thank you. cigarette is not smoking anymore. All right, it's time to get Bobo.